Welcome to this episode of the Claremont County Public Library's Book Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Laura, and today I'm joined by two librarians, Amy and Stacy.
Hello.
We're going to talk about exciting, wonderful picture books to read aloud. So, Amy, you going to get us started?
I'm going to talk about the Anna Dudney Read Together Award, and some of these are great picture books from that. It's an award given annually to a picture book that is both superb read aloud and also sparks compassion, empathy, and connection, which is something I think that we all need in this world, children and adults.
Absolutely.
And it is a fairly new award. It's been given out since 2017. It was given in honor of Anna Dudney, who's the author of Llama Llama Red Pajamas and so many other books. She was quoted in the Wall Street Journal before she passed away in 2016 as saying that she believed that a good children's book can be read by an adult to a child and experienced genuinely by both, and that reading with children makes an intimate human connection that teaches that child what it means to be alive as one of the many beings on the planet, and that when we read a book with children, then children, no matter how stressed, no matter how challenged, are drawn out of themselves to bond with other human beings and to see and feel the experiences of others. And it is this moment that makes us human. And in this sense, reading makes us human, which is why these books are given for the empathy and for the connection. And the books that are chosen from ones that were published within the last 5 years of the award. And with that, I'm going to get started with one of them. This one is called Everybody Says Meow, and it is a wonderful... Exactly. It's a great cover. It draws you in right away. It starts with a little gray cat who welcomes us as the reader and the listener to that magical time when everybody says meow. Ready? And her friends are over there. And it continues on as the dog says woof. She tries to get the dog to say meow, but he just can't. He just only says woof. It is a great book to help with inclusion because she comes up with a new plan where she can work with the dog. And then everybody says meow, and one dog says woof. And then another character comes into the equation. It's a great book to read at the beginning of school or any time that you want to work with inclusion, or you have a group that is struggling to work well together, or just any time that it's a really fun book to read. And it's a perfect book to teach animal sounds as well. There's so much going for it. The illustrations are wonderful.
They looked super cute in the few pages you just showed.
All right. So just really quick, the Anna Dudney Read Together Award is presented by joint effort between the publisher, Penguin Young Readers, and then the organization, the Children's Book Council, and their charitable arm called Every Child a Reader. And like Amy was explaining, this is the fifth annual Anna Dudney Read Together Award in honor of late Anna Dudney, who holds a special place in my heart because I think in a lot of librarians, parents, teachers' hearts as well, as readers too, but Llama Llama Red Pajama was the first read aloud that I shared in my very first story time as a youth librarian at the Union Township branch. And it was wonderful. The kids loved it. So her legacy lives on in continuing the Llama Llama series and also as a Netflix series as well, which is really cool.
My favorite at holiday time to share with outreach is Llama Llama Holodrama because it talks about a little child that's having a meltdown because of Christmas and all the preparations and all of that time. And it's a great way to sort of relate to the children and show them that meltdowns happen, but you can recover too.
Yeah, the whole series is great for the social emotional learning aspect. So voting for this year's awards for the six finalists has ended, but the winner will be announced during Children's Book Week. And Children's Book Week is the annual celebration of books for young people and the joy of reading. It was established in 1919, which makes it the longest running national literacy initiative in the country. Very cool. That's a collaboration between the Children's Book Council and Every Child a Reader. So you can go online to see this year's winner when it's announced. Children's Book Week will take place May 3rd through the 9th. And you can also go online to see past year's winners as well. So to do that, just go on to everychildareader.net/CBW for Children's Book Week.
I'll have links to that in the show notes. It'll be at claremontlibrary.org, and they'll be able to find links to all of your books.
Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and share my first pick for a great read aloud book. I chose all of mine based on, these are all ones that I have read actually in a story time. And personally, to me, a read aloud, the illustrations in a picture book say just as much, if not more, than the words do. So in my opinion, they all have really great illustrations. So the first book is Goodnight Owl by Greg Pezzoli, who in my opinion, Greg Pezzoli can do no wrong. So this is just, if you pick any of his books, this is just one of them that is just a wonderful read aloud. First of all, it's humorous, which I always think is a big win if you're reading to a class or a story time or even at home. There are bright, large, colorful illustrations, as you can see. I'll show you a couple of spreads here. So as you probably can guess, Al here is getting ready for bed, but he keeps hearing this noise, and it's a squeak noise, and you can probably guess that is coming from a little mouse. So the readers, it's very cute, the readers are privy to what is going on, that there's a mouse in Al's house, but Al just can't figure out where the sound is coming from, and Al gets more and more paranoid and upset. He can't figure out where the noise is coming from, and he starts ripping up the floorboards in his house and taking down the walls and the ceilings. And by the end of the book, Al does not have a house because he can't find where the noise is coming from. But then at the end of the book, it's very sweet ending, so I won't spoil it for you, but it's a really fun read aloud. It's fun to get the kids involved because they know that there's a mouse, and they'll, you know, they'll start yelling, "There's a mouse. Why doesn't the owl see the mouse?" It's very sweet. So it's a good humorous book. It's good for story times, even a good bedtime read. So that is my first pick.
And on the animal theme, my next pick is The Rabbit Listened by Corey Dorfield. And this one is a great book for a quiet lap set. It's not as good for like a classroom read aloud. It's a great one to just share. And I've connected with it a lot because I was a sensitive, quiet child when I was growing up, and I still am. And when I got upset, I often just needed some quiet time to process what was happening. This book is a great demonstration of what I needed and what so many other kids need. It's all about Taylor, who's the child, and decided to build something new, something special, something amazing. Taylor was proud. But then out of nowhere, things came crashing down, and all different animals come to try and help Taylor process what had happened. The chicken was the first to notice. Cluck, cluck, what a shame. I'm so sorry this happened. Let's talk about it. Cluck, cluck. But Taylor didn't feel like talking, so the chicken left. And many different animals come and try to help Taylor process the problem, and that is not what Taylor needs until the rabbit comes and the rabbit listened. The rabbit sits quietly next to Taylor and helps Taylor just by being there and by being present. Often the best way to be a friend or to help somebody going through a hard time is to just be present and just to be aware. And this book is a perfect example of that. And it was the 2019 award winner.
I love that the illustrations really complement the kind of quiet story too. Like lots of white space, pastel colors, nice, quiet read aloud.
And I also love the fact that Taylor is the great name for the character. The character is not defined as a boy, not defined as a girl. It will relate to anyone and everyone. And the different animal parts all fit like what we would consider traditional animal personality. So, you know, the chicken is noisy, the bear is loud and yells, and the other animals come in, and then the rabbit is just quiet.
My next pick is another kind of bright, colorful book called Hooray for Hat by Brian Wan. This is another really fun read aloud because it gets the kids involved in saying the refrain, hooray for hat, throughout the book. It starts out with Elephant here, who is very grumpy. We can probably all relate to that, waking up on the wrong side of the bed and just having a bad day from the get-go. But his spirits are immediately lifted when he finds a present on his doorstep, and it is, and this is a fun book too, because you get to kind of turn it. It is a stack of hats. And who doesn't like a stack of hats? Look how happy he is. So sweet. Throughout this book, he goes outside and meets his different friends who are also grumpy as well. And what does he do? He gives them a hat, and then they're happy. And then they both go on the journey. Hooray for hats. So it's fun to get the kids to exclaim with you the refrain, hooray for hat, throughout the book. So they go on and they meet different animals, and each one is grumpy, each one gets a hat, and then they're happy. So this is kind of a great social emotional learning book without a heavy-handed message. The kids learn about sharing and making friends and trying to listen and make our friends happy without that kind of heavy-handed message. And the illustrations, in my opinion, are just beautiful. It's great for a big group read because you can see the illustrations from far away. And this one is just a really fun one to read aloud.
I imagine. Delightful when you have a room full of story time kids and they're all going, favorite.
Yes,
it's so much fun.
So fun.
My next one is Drawn Together by Min Lee and illustrated by Dan Sittat. It is a great book to read aloud to help children and adults find ways to overcome barriers and to really connect with others. It is the story of a boy who is dropped off by his mom to spend the day with his grandfather. And there's a language barrier as well as a cultural barrier. And the food is different and everything is different. So they can't communicate in the way we normally do. They try to watch television, but even that is difficult because it's not what either one wants to watch. So the young boy goes off and begins drawing. And grandfather gets very, very excited because he is an artist as well. So they begin to build a world together through their illustrations, and they work together, and that all the things that we could never say come pouring out, and we build a new world that even words can't describe. And it talks about how they've bridged that difference, bridged that gap between the two of them. It's just a great way to talk about how to connect and how to find something that's similar. It was actually a 2019 honor book for the Anna Dooney Award.
It looks very sweet and very gentle.
A lot of my books are that way. When I'm like the one-on-one read, I'm very much a gentle read. But then I can also be very boisterous and very loud and like doing story times with a group, and I can get kids yelling with hooray for hat or others. But sometimes I just want that gentle comfort.
It's nice to have the different perspectives from different librarian types of read aloud. So not everything has to be loud and boisterous.
A lot of the books that we choose, depending on what we're looking for, you know, it's like if we're looking for a one-on-one read, it's very different than what I would choose for a group read aloud or outreach or something like that, or a story time.
Yes.
Isn't that the beauty of picture books, that they can be all of those things?
Exactly.
Definitely. And Dan Sittat is one of my favorite authors, but illustrators especially. Just his, anytime you see one of his books, you just want to like pour through every single spread. That's just so gorgeously illustrated. All right, my next pick is McToad, Moe's Tiny Island. So cute. It's written by Tom Engelberger and the pictures are done by John Hendricks. So you can see McToad there on his lawnmower. I love this book so much. The illustrations are just fantastic. So this is McToad. He's obviously a toad, and his job is to mow the grass on Big Island every single day of the week, except for on Thursdays. And on Thursdays, he gets to mow Tiny Island, which is why Thursday is his favorite day of the week. So you can see this big map here. So there's Big Island, and then here is Tiny Island. So exactly how does McToad get his lawnmower from Big Island to Tiny Island? Well, he takes a truck, he takes a forklift, he takes a train, he takes a baggage buggy, and so on and on, so that he can reach Tiny Island. So this is a really fun transportation book, learning about different types of transportation. And when he gets to Tiny Island, it takes him, as you can guess, all about like 2 minutes to mow it, because it's tiny. I have to show you, it's very cute. So there's his crane lifting his mower, and that is Tiny Island. It just gets me every time. The first time I read this, during a story time, the adults in the room cracked up, I think more so than the kids. They just got such a kick out of it. So here's McToad, and he takes a break halfway through, drinks some lemonade, and puts some oil in his mower, and then he finishes. And then he has to go back to Big Island, so he does everything in reverse. So that's really fun to see. This is a great choice for transportation, learning about different types of things that go. And because the illustrations are so detailed, I think this is best for a small group or one-on-one. It is a fun read aloud, like I said, but with the beautiful illustrations, kind of like I said, with Dan Santat, you just kind of want to like really study them and pore over them. So this is would be fun, I think, for just a small classroom setting or at home bedtime story. So that's McToad.
Just the thought of a toad with a lawnmower mowing an island, just how can you not giggle about that?
We seem to be connected. My next one is Swashbee in the Sea, and it is also with water and islands, but this one, he lives on the shore. Captain Swashbee is that old man, and he is a hermit living by himself happily. He lives next to the shore, and the sea provides everything he needs. I love the illustrations. It's so warm and it makes you want to go to the beach. And one day, a little girl and her granny move in, and his sereneness, his quietness is gone because she is running around, she's playing, she's squealing, and Swashbee battens down the hatches and he tries to go away, and he leaves messages in the sand and says, no trespassing. And what I love about this book is the sea fiddled with it just a bit, and the sea changes the words, so now it says sing, and she does. And she sings every song she knows while dancing up and down Swashbee's deck. And then she asks him, what now? And he says, now vanish, is what he writes in the shore. He added a starfish for an exclamation point. The sea fiddled just a little more. Wish is what it said. So the little girl makes a wish, and Swashbee keeps yelling that the sea is messing it up, and that's not what he wrote to begin with. The message is, please go away. And once again, the sea fiddled and turned it into play. And she starts building a sandcastle, and he says that she's building it all wrong. So then they start playing together, and it comes along. She ends up needing help, and eventually the sea gives Captain Swashbee, once again, exactly what Captain Swashbee needed, which is a friend. Tender book. And it is also a nominee for this year's award. So it may be the winner. It may not. But it will be an honor if it's not a winner, because every book that they've done, it's the award or it's an honor.
And this sweet, gentle story is complimented so well. They picked the perfect illustrator, Juana Martinez-Neal. She's one of my favorites. Her illustrations just make you happy. I think they're gorgeous.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, it is written by Beth Ferry and it's illustrated by Juana Martinez-Neal. And Juana Martinez-Neal also is a Caldecott honor, which is another children's award.
It's easy to see why. Those are gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. So talented.
It just makes me want to live on the beach.
Okay, my next pick is called Five on the Bed by Addie Boswell. This is a deceptively simple counting story, counting up to five, and it is done in one of my favorite types of illustrations. It's cut paper and collage. So if you can see, I don't know if you can see closely, but the pillows and the comforter are paper towels that she cut and ripped, and the rest is cut paper, which is really neat. So I was actually very impressed with the illustrations in this book. So I went on to Addie Boswell's website, and there is a video, kind of like a time lapse, showing how she created the illustrations in this book, which is really fun to watch. So if you're interested, you can check that out. So like I said, this is a deceptively simple counting book. It only goes up to number five. So you would think, oh, I don't know, that doesn't seem hard enough to read to them. But it doesn't go kind of in chronological order. One, two, three, four, five. First, there's just one on the bed, which is Cat. And then there's one on the bed and one below the bed. So you can talk about opposites, above, below. You can ask those great dialogic questions during a read aloud. Why is the doggy under the bed? Why is the cat on top of the bed? The cat gets what it wants, would be my answer. And then it kind of changes. Now there are two. Well, where'd the dog go? There's a cat, there's dad. Two on the bed and then two below the bed. So it doesn't go one, two, three. You can do simple math, 2 + 2, and count on your fingers as you're going. So like I said, it's deceptively simple and it's just a very sweet story. So it depicts this family, a mom and a dad, a little girl, and then their two pets throughout the day. and then as they're getting ready for bed. So the last spread shows them all together. Five on the bed, all snuggled up, cozy, sleeping soundly, and ready for bed. So this is a good one, I think, because the illustrations are so bold. It would be a good one to read to a group or just one-on-one for a bedtime story. That was a sweet pick, I think.
Absolutely.
My last one is called You Matter by Christian Robinson. It is just a beautifully illustrated, simply illustrated book talking about connection and how everything matters. The small stuff, too small to see. And I love the fact that it's looking in a microscope and what you would see in a microscope. Those who swim with the tide and those who don't. And it goes on, the first to go and the last. And it goes on, everyone needs to be told that they matter. Even the smallest have a part to play. And even if you're really gassy, you matter. And it's everything in the universe is connected to everything else, and it all matters. And you matter as part of that connection. And everyone needs to be told that. Adults, children, everyone. This one is actually a 2021 nominee book as well. It was published in 2020 with all the issues that are going on in the world and just that idea that everybody matters and everybody's connected.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very Absolutely. Simple, but mm-hmm. very beautiful.
And that's Christian Robinson.
Yep.
Also a wonderful illustrator. Yes. He's a Caldecott medal winner.
Yes.
So lots of talent mm-hmm. on the list. This
yep.
Great. I have one more as well. I saved my favorite for last. It's called Bernice Gets Carried Away by Hannah E. Harrison. This is my favorite because the illustrations are just so expressive. All the animals, as you can see, they're anthropomorphized. You know exactly that Bernice is having a bad day. Look how grumpy she is, but look at that cute little face. Just love it so much. Yes, so sweet. Hannah Harrison is such a talented artist. You can just tell that Bernice is just having a bad day. Look at that. So Bernice and all of her animal friends are clearly at an outdoor party. Looks like so much fun. I would love to go to it, but she's having a bad day. So first of all, everybody gets a piece of cake with a flower frosting, except for Bernice. She gets a plain piece. And she's also upset because she gets the icky, warm, gross tasting grapefruit soda, and everybody else gets the delicious watermelon soda. She only gets a tiny little gumdrop from the party pinata while everybody else is pigging out. So she's having a bad day, but also you can tell she wants to have a bad day. Like she's just in a bad mood. And we all have days like that. So when she sees that they're bringing out the party balloon, she seizes her chance and she grabs all of them. Mine! So funny. And she gets carried up, up, and away, up through the clouds. And while she's up there, she realizes that her problems really aren't that big. And so she starts giving her balloons away. And that causes her to float back down. So she gives one to the cloud, who is angry. And then he brightens up and the sun shines. And she gives one to the blue bird, who has an empty nest and tears her day up. So Bernice falls back down to the ground where her friends are anxiously awaiting. And she, of course, apologizes to them. And then she shares her balloons. And then soon everybody else starts sharing as well. So this one does have a little bit more of a heavy-handed message. But in my opinion, I think the illustrations make up for it. It's a very sweet book. I have read it in a story time, and it is a quieter book. So I think it's best for one-on-one sharing. But again, one-on-one sharing read-alouds are just as good.
I totally identify with Bernice. I've had those kinds of days.
I think those social emotional picks for kids are so important because it shows such a range of emotions that everybody feels, and kids need to know that like it's normal to feel that way, but how can we process our emotions and end up with a happy day at the end of it all.
Sometimes one of those social emotional skills that's so hard to learn, and especially if you feel that you are getting the short end of that, you know, everybody else is sharing the cake and they're sharing with her, but mm-hmm. she's not getting what she wants. It's very hard to say, but that's not fair. Yeah. And so she mm-hmm. had to learn that on her own. And that's a great way, you know, because sometimes kids have to learn that sometimes you don't get exactly what you want,
right?
But you can still help.
Yeah. I think a nuance of the book, which picture books definitely have nuances, is in the beginning she was not communicating that she was unhappy or that she didn't feel like she was getting her fair share. So by the end of it, when she starts sharing, none of the animals actually speak in the book, but you can tell by their actions and their expressive emotions that she has apologized to her friends by the end of the book, and then they all start sharing together. So great message.
It is a wonderful message. All right. Amy, Stacy, thank you both for sharing those wonderful, delightful picture book suggestions. All of those look like they're winners and everybody should check them out right now.
Absolutely.
And listeners, viewers, if you'd like to check those out, I'll have links to all of the books plus the websites that Stacy mentioned in the show notes. Go to claremontlibrary.org. For viewers, remember to subscribe to the Claremont Library's YouTube channel to get this and other great library-created content. And listeners, subscribe to the Book Lovers Podcast. Thanks, everybody, for listening and watching.
Thank you.
Thank you.